T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You never disappoint. Here's Heather with news.
Oh, well, it depends who you ask, I guess. You guys,
not fans Nick from Sterling Heights.
Yeah, there we go. Fans are losing their mind over a new dating rumor, and it's all surrounding Tom Brady. And I'm going to tell you who sources say he's hooking up with, but hanging out with. So less than a week ago, this woman announced that she and her husband are getting a divorce. And now there are these rumors swirling that she, being Reese Witherspoon, is dating Tom Brady.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So there are sources that say, yes, he is out and about. He is mingling, you know, but this is coming from a gossip site, right? Perez Hilton posted this saying that this gossip site got an anonymous tip that Brady and Witherspoon could be this new couple. Of course, it is all a rumor at this point. There's no really truth. I mean, maybe somebody might think it's truthful. I don't know. It's just a rumor. So take it with a grain of salt, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean, I think
that'd be cool.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, she's
like
good.
She seems like a very nice lady,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she just seems very friendly.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Friendly
is what I was going for.
John doesn't care about personalities.
Oh, my God.
Well, I do.
But he also cares about other things, too. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. A 42-year-old man was arrested on Thursday after he pointed a gun at another driver during a road rage incident in Detroit. Police say that the incident occurred during this road rage situation in the morning yesterday on eastbound 96 and 94. And the victim actually attempted to pass the cars that were raging to avoid confrontation. And that's when the suspect pulled alongside the victim's vehicle and began pointing a black handgun at them. The victim was able to provide police with the description of the vehicle and also had some video, and they were able to find out who the owner of that vehicle was. Police were able to track down where this man worked. They showed up at his workplace and they arrested him. And later, officials did determine that although the suspect is a CPL holder, the handgun that he was using was fake. So he was pointing a fake gun at somebody to scare them, to intimidate them, basically.
Fake
ridiculous.
Or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can't do that. A really early morning crash involving a vehicle and a semi-truck ended with two people dead in Detroit on Friday, early this morning. Police say that a pair of men were killed in a crash after they collided with the semi right around 3:10 a.m. in the area of Gratiot and Wilford. The circumstances of the crash are actually still being investigated, still unclear. There were some rumors that there was a police chase that was involved, but that apparently is not the case. If you look at the photos from the crash, it's quite devastating. The vehicle involved is unidentifiable. Like, you can't even tell what it was. A very, very bad crash. Some good news. Food trucks are going to be returning to Detroit next month for Downtown Street Eats.
All right.
It's going to kick off April 10th with dozens of different food trucks all around from Detroit. Weekdays from 11 to 3 p.m., food trucks will be at Cadillac Square. They're going to have a variety of different food. And they say if you want to sample some of this food before the 10th, before this kicks off, you can actually go and sample some at the Tigers home opener next week at the tailgate party at Grand Circus Park. So there you have it. That's
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So apparently younger generations find the show Friends offensive.
Excuse me?
Of course they do.
Yes, yes. So while promoting her new movie, Murder Mystery 2, Jennifer Aniston kind of reflected on Friends and admitted that there were some things that could be seen as funny during the show's run that may not be seen as funny today. And she also said that things have evolved in the comedy world and there's a shorter list of what can be joked about in recent years. But apparently, she says there's a whole generation of people, kids, who are now going back to episodes of Friends and are finding them offensive. Now, she didn't go into detail of what actually people are being offended by, but things within the episodes.
A comedy is comedy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, Friends?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was some controversy just about, like, lack of diversity on the show. That's been out there forever, but to be offended by what was going on the show, yeah,
it's crazy.
By the way, I thought I heard Gator say yesterday that he's watched like every episode of Friends.
Oh, I have.
Yeah,
sure.
I've seen
multiple
it, yeah.
times.
You've seen every episode?
Oh yeah. I mean,
yes.
I've got, you know, teenage daughters.
Oh, I understand that. Okay, Gator yeah. doesn't have teenage daughters.
You're correct.
I used to Friends own the DVD box sets. Yes.
Well, I think Friends is a fine show, okay? But I've never heard a guy say, I've seen every episode of Friends.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Well, Friends was huge.
I know it was huge.
It didn't matter.
No, I watched it. It was, you know, must-see TV,
I
don't...
I think my generation, like my age, probably, there's definitely guys that have seen every episode.
Oh, I'm sure there are, yeah.
It was so popular when I was young. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Anyway.
I laugh every time.
It was a fun show. Hey, come on. A monkey. Marcel. See, I even know that. All right, thank you very much, Heather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.